Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We are in the house of the Lord again. And every time we come here, Lord, we know you said, my house shall be the house of prayer. And somebody say amen. That's right. The house of God is always the house of prayer. And Lord, we thank you because of your word. It always brings light every time it comes into our lives. May that light shine in our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give a short exhortation. At the end of this, I'm going to pray with you. That's what this is all about this morning. This is called the power of agreement in the unity of the faith. Hallelujah. So the power of agreement, it's a short message this morning, but at the end of this, I'm going to believe the Lord with you, and if you have any faith at all, let's see what the Lord is going to do for us this morning. Praise God. Now I want everybody to be seated and listen to the word of God. Now I'm going to start here in Matthew chapter 18, and I'm going to start at verse 19. Here's what Jesus said. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. How many of you believe that this morning? Well, Jesus said it and I believe it. And if I can get somebody to agree with me here this morning, there's going to be an explosion. Amen? Praise God. You know, the trouble with people is they don't believe the word of God. See? And God is not mocked. He knows when you believe. You know? And if you don't believe the word of God, it will not be quickened. You know, if it's not mixed with faith in your heart. You know, so that's where we are starting this morning. He said, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So it takes only two people that have faith and can agree. See, so I'm going to touch a little bit on the agreement part. And I'm going to talk on the unity of the faith, because disunity, you know, will not get the job done. So I'm going to talk about that, you know, for just a few minutes. And then we're going to pray together and we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for us. In Genesis chapter 11 and verse 6, here's what the Lord said, and the devil heard it when the Lord said it, and he's been playing on it ever since. Here's what the Lord said in Genesis 11 chapter 6. Chapter 11 verse 6. Now, the background to this story was that the people got together and so forth, you know, and then they said, well, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, this was after the flood, and they said, well, you know, we're going to build, you know, get together and build a tower and let it reach to heaven. So here's what the Lord said. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them. Why? You know, because the people are one. He said, when the people are one, nothing can be restrained from them. He said, they begin to imagine this. So the Lord said at that time, say, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, because the Lord didn't want them to build that tower to reach into heaven like they thought they were going to do. And so, you know, from that statement that the Lord made, the devil, he picked up on it. And he said, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. If I can get the people to disagree over things that have no consequence at all, you know, then, see, they can't have any faith. See, the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, you can't do it. You know? And the devil, he walks 24 hours of the day to make sure that you are in disagreement with a person that could have been your prayer partner. In a family, for instance, the husband might be in disagreement with the wife over something that is meaningless. Or the wife with the husband. And pretty soon, you know, when that happens, the disagreement gets so bitter sometimes that it even turns into disunity. And then you cannot pray together. So the devil, he already won that battle. See? So, it's a battle of the mind. And the devil, he takes advantage of that situation when there's a little disagreement. The little disagreement will start, you know, and then he'll take advantage of it. You know, but we're talking about being in agreement together this morning to get something from the Lord in the unity of faith. Now, let me read a few verses. Now, several scriptures talk about being in the unity of the faith. But I don't have time this morning, so I'm going to skip some of them. I'll just read a few. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Let me read this one. This is very vital. This one right here. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Now, let's read that again. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing." The same thing. "And that there be no division among you." Because see, when there is division, you know, then you can't be in unity. And so, you know, the power of united faith and united prayer will not work. You know, so he said, make sure there's no divisions among you and be perfectly joined together with the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, let me read a couple of other scriptures just to drive home the point. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm going to read verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. It says, "Finally, brethren," he said, "fare ye well." He said, "be of good comfort, be of one mind." See, that's again the agreement. "Live in peace instead of discord." He says, "live in peace. And the God of love and the God of peace shall be with you." Can you say amen? Also, in Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to go through this real quick because at the end of this I want to pray. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. It says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may still hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Now, how many times is he going to tell us to be in one mind, to be in one spirit? I mean, he's telling us over and over and over again. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 2. I mean, there are so many scriptures that talk about the same thing. Say, finally, you know, he told us there. Now here he says, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind." See, so he's telling us repeatedly, it is important to be in agreement. Now remember the scripture we opened with, "When two of you shall agree." See, so that's a critical thing. You know, most of the time, the Lord can't get the people to agree together on anything. That's why the miracles are not happening. That's why their prayers are not answered. You know, but if you can agree, he says, great things will happen. Now, this agreement and this power of, you know, united faith is so important. Why? Because the very promise that God gave in the Bible of restoration, of bringing us into the fullness of the image of Christ, if you want to say it that way, and the very glory of the Christ is precipitated on this very principle of the united faith. Now let's read it in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Now that's Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. So those are the ministry gifts. And what's the purpose of the ministry gifts? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Until, see, notice that. So all of the ministry gifts will continue, you know, and the purposes of God in bringing those ministry gifts are revealed in this verse 13. Until we all come to the unity of the faith. So that is so critical. See, and that's holding back revivals. It's holding back real revival. Because there's so much disunity, there's discord, there's rancor everywhere, and so forth like that. You know, and that's not working. Until we come unto the unity of the faith, and we come unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So all of these things, being perfect, being the sons of God, and being the fullness of God, is based on coming into the unity of the faith. Can somebody say amen? You know, so you can't have one without the other. See, you cannot get into the fullness of the, you know, stature of Christ without the unity of the faith. It's all, you know, precipitated on that. And even Jesus himself said in John chapter 17, when he was praying, just before he went to the cross, starting at verse 18. John 17 and verse 18. Here is the prayer that he prayed before he went to the cross. This is how vital this faith and this power of agreement, I mean the unity of the faith is. Because Jesus prayed about it here. He said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. So he wasn't praying just for his 12, you know, apostles or whatever he had at that time. But for all those who through their word will believe on me, he said. You know, so he's prayed for all of us who are sitting here, because eventually the gospel came to us, you know, starting from those people. So he's already prayed for all of us. You know, and here's what he said. You know, why is he making this prayer? That they all may be one. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe. So see, the world is not believing because there's too much disunity among the believers. See? For the world to really believe and see the power of God, there has to come unity of faith among the body of Christ. Can somebody say amen? That the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and that glory. See, this is the final epilogue, if you want. The glory which thou givest me, Jesus said, I have given to them for one purpose, that they may be one. You want the glory of God in your life? Or you want to be in his presence? You want the power, you know? You want to be like the Christ, you know, and all of that, and all the fullness of the glory that we preach from time to time. Well, you know, he said, you know, that glory I give to them that they may be one. Whereas there are divisions, see, and schisms among you, the Bible says you are still carnal. See, as long as you have those divisions and so forth like that. You know, so he's talking about unity of the faith. And he's talking about, you know, being in agreement. And this is so important that Jesus even said that the glory that he said himself, my glory will I share with no man. See, but finally, when he gave that glory to us, he said, I gave you that glory in order for you to be one. Now, this glory, remember, we're talking about the unity of the faith. See, the unity of the faith. Now, we're not talking about some false unity. So take notice of the phrase, unity of the faith. So the unity is based on the faith. And the faith is based on the word of God. And you can read that in Romans chapter 10 and 17. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, so if the faith is based on the word of God, and the unity is based on the faith, you know, say unity of the faith, you know, so we know that this unity has to be based on the word of God. And this is what it means. The only way for true unity is for the word of God to be revealed in its pure, undiluted form, and each believer unites with that word. Can somebody say amen? Now the word, let me explain that to you. The word is like the magnet. And when that word is preached and revealed, when you believe it, you unite with that word. When I believe it, I unite with that word. When everybody else believes that same word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When everybody believes that same word, that's the real unity. See, you can't do that unity on your own, because it will break down every single time. See, the real unity is through the word, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That also means that when you get together to pray and you want to quote this scripture that we read in Matthew 18, that if two of you shall agree as such or anything, it's got to be based on the word. See, you can't pray for something that's outside the word of God or outside God's will. It's not going to work. See, but if it is based on the word, because it's the unity of the faith, when it is based on the word, then you can see some real results. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to read this psalm, and then I'm going to pray. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 133. Psalm 133. Like I said, a short exhortation for us this morning on the unity of the faith and the power of agreement. And this psalm is going to tell you, oh, how beautiful it is. He said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen? That's right. It is beautiful. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down even the beard, even Aaron's beard, that ran down to the skirts of his garments. It is as the dew of Hermon. It is as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Oh my. He's talking about, you know, what a blessedness when brethren dwell together in unity. He said, this is such a blessing. This is so wonderful. You know, and if you stop there, you'll miss the real blessing that comes from unity. See, he says, when brethren can dwell together in unity, he says, there the Lord commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. Can somebody say hallelujah? That means abundant life. And that means all the things that pertain to life and godliness which God has promised us, we can have it and more and then some, you know, through the unity of the faith. You know, when he says life forevermore, that means if we are united, you know, and we stand in faith, you know, we shouldn't be burying any dead. Amen? That's right. Because the Bible says that there will be life. See, forevermore. That's what he said. He will command a blessing. You want to get some real blessing? Well, you get together with some people that have some real faith and you be united. See? And then God is going to bring a real blessing. Not only financial blessing, it's going to even increase your lifespan. Because he said, there he commands the blessing, even life, forevermore. You know, all of this out of the unity of the faith. Let's stand to our feet this morning. That's all the message I'm going to preach this morning. But here's what I'm going to do. I am going to invite somebody. Now, when you want the unity of the faith, you don't need anybody with any unbelief. Amen? Get away from somebody that has no faith. You get together with somebody that has some real faith and can believe in the Lord. See? But here's the way I put it. Well, what if some did not believe? Shall the unbelief of those that do not believe make the word of God of none effect? No. Because God will always have himself a witness. I'm always going to find at least one person that will believe with me. Amen? And if I don't find anybody, Jesus will believe with me. Hallelujah! But I know there are people of faith right here that believe God. So that's, this is what we are going to do this morning. I am going to pray, you know, and I'm going to ask people, you know, to believe God in unity. Now, just before we do this prayer, if you have anything in your mind, any schism, and any unforgiveness, lay it down at the cross. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh yeah, there's plenty of room for that. See, plenty of room on the cross for all of your, you know, whatever chip you've got on your shoulder, whatever bitterness and so forth against somebody, lay it down. Hallelujah. And when you do that, then let's believe God together. Praise God. Let's take a few minutes and let's lay down, you know, hallelujah. And I want you to pray this prayer. I want everybody, just lift up your hands in prayer. I want you to think of somebody that you have something against and say, Lord, I release them of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It works wonders, you know. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for anybody that can believe, you know, and can release, you know, anybody that you have anything against, you release them. You know, in fact, if you have any need this morning, you know, you say, well, you know, my situation, I lost my job, I lost my home and whatever. Well, you know, the Lord is speaking to you this morning. You probably have something against somebody. God wants you to give it up this morning and God wants you to release it. And if you can release and obey this word, I'm going to pray the prayer that's going to change your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we release everybody. Hallelujah. I want you to release whoever it is that you got something against and you got whatever that's causing you in disunity. You release it this morning. Release it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Now, here's what we're going to do quickly, you know, this morning. Here's what we're going to do. Now, everybody that is here with their family, I want you by families, by sections together, and we're going to pray. Now, if you are not here with your family, then you are with me. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I guarantee you, you know, if we get together, God is going to work a miracle. So quickly, all over this auditorium, I want people to gather in families. You know, gather together in families. If you are here with your family, stay with your family. We're going to do this with united prayer. Every family, gather together. And if you are not here with your family, then you are with me. Praise God. You know, I don't want anybody in their seats unless you don't have any faith. You know, if you have faith, you will participate in this prayer and we're going to see what God is going to do. I want all over this audience, I want people in families, in sections, and we are going to pray. We're going to see the power of believing, you know, united faith this morning. I want everybody. And if you are here, not because you are not married or whatever, doesn't matter, but you might be married, but your spouse is not here, then you are with me. Praise God. You know. And if you are single or whatever, you know, then you are with me as well. No, so all over this place. Hallelujah. Now let's form some circles. Let's form some circles here. And let's pray. Let's see what God is going to do. Those of you who are with me, come closer. Come closer. You are with me here? You know, come closer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's see what God is going to do. Now, all over this audience, wherever you are, I want you to begin to pray. United prayer. United faith this morning. Hallelujah. United faith this morning. Don't be looking around. You know, this may sound strange or look strange to you, but you know, and let me tell you, God knows what he's doing. See, and if you are obedient to his voice, he's going to do something great for you. Hallelujah. Look at my wonderful family. They're so large. Larger than any of you there. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want everybody in all those families, everybody begin to pray and begin to believe the Lord together. And as you are holding somebody on your left and on your right, agree with them that whatever it is that you are believing God for, you believe with them. Because the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, I don't know whether it is, you know, they lost their home, they lost their job, they lost whatever it is, let's believe the Lord together. Even sickness and disease, nothing can stand against united faith and united prayer. Let's believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We believe God this morning. Even in this circle of faith, Lord, as we circle and as we gather together, in every family, in every place, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, the devil doesn't like us to be united. Oh, yeah, he wants us to be disunited so that he can have the victory, you know, but he, you know, he's not going to do it. We are going to be united in faith. Lord Jesus, this morning we unite together. Hallelujah. And we push back the forces of evil. Hallelujah. The bitterness, the unforgiveness, the backbiting, and all of that evil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, this morning, glory to God. We believe together, Lord, everything that we are believing God for. Everyone in this place, Lord, we lift up our needs before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because your shoulders are very broad. You can carry all our needs and then some. Lord, this morning, in Jesus' mighty name, work a miracle, Lord, for everyone. Now, if there is a need for healing or sickness or disease, doctors give you any kind of report, it doesn't matter. Under this circle of prayer, we believe God. Jesus, move and work a miracle, Lord. Losing every pain and every sickness and every disease, there's anything in your body, believe the Lord right now. And the person next to you, as they believe with you, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible this morning to him that believeth. And even all the young little ones in our midst that don't know exactly what we are doing, Lord, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone this morning to the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Bible says one of you can put to flight 1,000 and two of you can chase away 10,000. Oh my goodness. Lord, we thank you this morning for the power of united faith. For the power of agreement in the unity of faith this morning as we believe the Lord together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want you to take a moment to pray for the person on your right and pray for the person on your left. Don't bother about yourself right now. Somebody's going to pray for you as long as you're in a circle. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch this my sister over here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch my brother over here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And touch this little one, so Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And everybody said, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seats. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to believe the word of God. You know, as we have exercised, the word of God is saying, if you agree together with anybody else that agrees with you, it shall be done. You know, praise God. Finally, my brethren, I want to tell you this. The Bible says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, and ye shall have them. So you believe at the time that you are praying, but the answer will come later. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Don't wait for the answer before you believe. When you pray, what things soever you desire, the Bible says, when you pray, believe. That's at the time of prayer you believe. And if you believe at the time of prayer, that settles it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Was there anybody that believed in here this morning? Let me see your hands up if you believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give a lot of praise. Give a lot of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to invite the praise team to come on up and let's close this out with a rally. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. While they are coming, everybody sing this with me. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.